sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this hump day Wednesday, February 12th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm going to get to your text messages here in the next segment. I'm not ignoring you. A lot of things are happening. I'm watching Lansing right now are taking up these bills in committee. So we're going to see where this goes. They might move them out of committee and take them to the floor for a vote in the Senate this afternoon or tomorrow, Thursday, the last day of the week. They're there. They're only there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. This goes into effect, folks, in 9 days. So action is immediate. They need to do something today, giving it immediate effect in the Senate and the House. Send it to Whitmer, have her sign it into law, and fix this thing before February 21st. We were able to get Jamie a ride to the hospital. We offered a prayer. Keep Joe Chimner in your thoughts and prayers this afternoon as the heart valve surgery begins sometime after the show, after 12 noon. We greatly appreciate that. John Studer came on, talked about what's going on in replacing a vacancy they have for the 5th District County Commissioners Board in Sheboygan. I was on a call last night until 9 o'clock with the 1st Congressional District Executive Committee for the entire 1st District Republican Party's leadership. There's going to be two slates of people want to run the 1st District Executive Committee. The current chair, Dare Rendon, and all of her, in my opinion, conservative patriots have put together a slate. Well, the other side have put forward a slate, and I believe they're establishment Republicans. That's all I'm going to call them. I believe it was also a slate that was pushed, promoted by our Congressman Jack Bergman. A lot of these people are loyal to Jack Bergman, and I believe he handpicked this entire slate. Some of these people on this slate, I don't even know who they are. Now, I've been involved in Republican Party politics, folks, since 2010 here in Northern Michigan in the 37th State Senate District. When I ran for state senator, I got to meet people, great people within the Republican Party. John Haggard, his wife Phyllis, Howard Walker, the state senator. I got to meet a lot of people. They got to know me. The list goes on and on and on. I can't even take the time. Senator Jason Allen, his wife Suzanne. I know who are hardworking Republicans in Northern Michigan. Been doing this for 15 years of my life. I've dedicated my life to this. And honestly, some of these people on this other slate that Jack Bergman's machine put together, I don't even know who they are. I literally do not know these people. What's that tell you? Well, it's going to be a very interesting convention. My credentials were approved. Melanie Greenfield's challenge to my credentials failed, and I'm going to the state convention. And I'll be a voting delegate in the 1st District Caucus on Friday night, February 21st. We'll continue on with this story. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm excited to announce Bernadette Smith, our current GOP vice chair, as my co-chairman. Her energy and passion are truly inspiring.
Thank you, Jim. I'm thrilled to join forces as we work together to raise the funds our party needs to champion President Trump's MAGA agenda and to defeat the Democrats in 2026.
And together we will make Michigan great again.
Paid for by Jim Runstead for Michigan Republican Party state chairman. Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Now, the current leadership executive committee of the Republican Party of the 1st Congressional District who has Dare Rendon, former state representative, as their chair. Have an existing executive committee that operated last year. Let's talk about 2024. 2024 was a absolutely pivotal, huge election. The first congressional district of the Republican Party of the state of Michigan raised, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe they raised more money than they ever have had raised before under Dare Rendon's chairmanship. We did auctions. We did all kinds of things. We promoted it. You heard it here on the radio. I bought a package and made a donation to their committee. They raised a ton of money. They were able to flip a state house seat up in the UP. Previously been held by a Democrat. They got a Republican candidate. I forget his name right off the top of my head. The weatherman. He got elected and took that seat from a D to an R. That happened under Dare Rendon's chairmanship of her executive committee and all the folks on their slate. Christian Marcus, a good patriot commissioner, friend of ours here in Antrim County, on state committee. They did a lot of great things, in my opinion, for that organization. Well, I believe the establishment Republicans who supported Pete Hoekstra to take over the chairmanship from Christina Caramo, they have put up their slate working in concert, I believe, with Congressman Jack Bergman. Jack, if you didn't have any involvement in this slate, I apologize. If I'm misspeaking right now, I apologize. Directly to you, sir, Congressman Jack Bergman. I am not apologizing to his chief of staff, Tony Liss. I'm not apologizing to John Yab of Strategic National, who I believe put this slate together, is funding this slate, and is going to be presenting the flyer slate card at the state convention in Detroit. Well, the first district chair, Dare Rendon, and her slate, they're going to have to spend the money to create their slate card. Now, the way the dynamics of this is going to work out is us against them. Hatfield and McCoy's, the fighting first, something I thought we killed years ago at state convention, is back. And it's on steroids. And it's as big as Hulk Hogan. No, the Incredible Hulk. This is going to be a big green monster where people will be yelling and screaming, and it will be completely disrespectful. It will be the most crazy, longest Friday night caucus in the history of the First District. Why? Because the current Dare Rendon chair and her executive committee put forward an effort in 2024 of raising money, helping candidates win. In full transparency, they donated $4,000 to Vicky's campaign just a couple of weeks before November 5th election to ensure she beat the write-in campaign of the Democrat running as a Republican independent, Cheryl Guy, the clerk that screwed up our 2020 election. Vicky won with 62% of the vote because of Dare Rendon and the first executive committee, Joe Welsh, I believe, who made the motion, and others, helped her win. That's what Dare Rendon and her team did in 2024. The other slate that just popped up late last night, well, pursuant to the rules, they have to be submitted by a deadline that's coming up tomorrow. If, in fact, they do submit that slate, it has to be considered at the state Friday night caucus. The current chair, Dare Rendon, and her team have someone in mind they want to be the permanent chair of the convention. Dare can't chair it because she's a candidate. So a permanent chair to run just the Friday night caucus convention has to be elected by you precinct delegates going to Detroit. They have their rules that they have proposed. Those rules need to be adopted. Then the voting process of the two slates has been determined by their rules. This new slate that just popped up late last night that I've been notified of, they're going to have their own rules. They're going to have somebody they want to permanently chair the convention, the caucus. They're going to want to vote a certain way, maybe by paper ballots. They have to be hand counted. Dare Rendon and her executive committee wants everybody to stand. Stand up and be counted. If you support the first slate, stand. If you support the second slate, stand. The tellers, according to the rules, Dare Rendon would like Vicky to be a county clerk there to be the head teller. She will have helpers to be tellers to report numbers to her. She will announce the numbers. That's according to Dare Rendon's rules of her committee. The other side, I'm sure, going to have somebody else be the tellers. Sergeant at arms, parliamentarian. This is going to come down to a battle between the first district current executive committee, their rules, their permanent chair, and their slate versus the Bergman machine. Well, better yet, I probably should say Tony Liss and John Yap. I could be wrong, but I believe that's the process they went through. Folks, I look at this list. I don't know, out of 25 people, I don't know the chair. I don't know the vice chair. State committee members. First one I don't know. Second one is Melanie Greenfield, who challenged my credentials and lost. Jerry Szymanski, I know her. I believe the previous chairman of the Emmett County Republicans. Top right corner, I know him. He's a neighbor. Tom Stillings ran for Congress in 2010 when I was running for state senate. We were at many events together. We rode together in my truck with Tristan Cole to tip a cup of the day coffee house owned by the former chair of the Chippewa County Republican Party, Tony Stackpole, back in 2010. I've known Tom a long time. As a matter of fact, when Gabe Gutierrez, the reporter for Lester Holt, NBC Nightly News, was pushing us to do a face-to-face interview for his news story, Cheryl Guy's writing campaign against Vicky, we refused. You know who stepped up and did the interview for us? Tom Stillings. He supports Bishop for county clerk. He did a great interview. He was fantastic. It was a great, great interview. Thank you, Tom Stillings, for doing that. He's the only one for state committee I would even consider voting for on this whole slate. Lisa Trombley, she's the hand-picked candidate that the Bergman machine put up against Katie Niss to run for the Republican nomination for the 103rd State House seat. Katie Niss could have beat Betsy Kofia, but that wasn't good enough for Bergman and his machine. So they found and recruited Lisa Trombley, got her to beat Katie in the August 6th primary, and then went on to get her ass kicked in November 5th. I'm sorry, that one really ticks me off. We could have kicked out Betsy Kofia, the communist, socialist, progressive Democrat from Grand Traverse and Leelanau County. And we didn't do it because of the Bergman machine. She's on here. This other guy, the sixth one, I don't even know who he is. Now, the other lower positions within the executive committee, I get it. I know who these people are, some of them. So, honestly, what did you guys do? What did you guys do? This Save the First slate. What did you do in 2024 to help us raise money for the first congressional district, which I was a part of? I advertised their events, their auctions. I promoted it. I talked about it live on the radio. I even bid on a package myself. What did you do to help win that seat in the UP that took out a Democrat and replaced them with a Republican? What did you do specifically to help other candidates like my wife, Victoria Bishop, win her Antrim County clerk seat? What did you do? How much effort did you do? How much money did you help raise? How many doors did you knock? How many signs did you put out? How many phone calls did you make? So I have a very simple question for the Save the First slate. Do you guys really believe you deserve to serve us for this next election cycle? Going into, again, for the state of Michigan, this is the most important election we are ever going to have in our state. 2026 will be critical to the future direction of this state. If we don't get a good businessman to come in and fix this state, and Jocelyn Benson, or the former Democrat, now independent running, Mike Duggan, mayor of Detroit, if we get either one of them, I'm sorry, we are going to be California within a year. We will be California on steroids. Mike Duggan likes rank choice voting. You don't color in an oval. You put a number next to the five candidates' names. Who's your first choice, second, third, fourth, and fifth choice? If your first choice doesn't get 50% plus one, your vote then gets moved to your second choice, and the person number five on the bottom gets taken off the list. Now there's four. Oh, my God. This convention in Detroit, the Friday night caucuses for the districts, and then who gets to be the chair of the party on Saturday, is critical to the direction of this state party. And I'm sorry, but I look at these names. I don't see any donations. I don't see any hardworking Republicans that helped us win in 2024. I don't see it. I see a slate of people that wanted Christina Caramo out as chair, wanted Pete Hoekstra in. And now they want to control the first district. The second slate, second, Save the First. Just come forward and tell us, what did you do in 2024? It's that simple. The other slate, Dare Rendon, I'll have the names. We'll go over them. I believe that's the slate that should continue the winning process. Replicate what you guys did in 2024 in raising money, donating to candidates, getting the message out, doing the work, putting out the signs, knocking on doors, making the calls. Do what you did in 2024. Lead us to do it again in 2026. I'm sorry, folks. That's just the way I see it. But there will be a caucus. There will be a fight for who gets to be the permanent chair. There will be a fight over the rules. And then there will be a vote. It's going to be the longest, most dragged out caucus I have ever attended in the history of my participation in the Michigan Republican Party. And I think it doesn't have to be that way. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning